Good evening, everyone. And I do ask for an interest in your prayers. I made it a matter of prayer what I might bring out. And I know what seems to be on my mind. I know I've used different times before and will probably do it again. But I pray that the Lord will be with me. And again, I know I am in need of your prayers. And I'm going to start tonight. I tend to read a lot because I'm not very much into speaking. So I'm going to start in Colossians in the first chapter. And this is Paul's letter to the Colossians. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, and Timotheus, our brother. So Paul's telling us there he's an apostle by the will of God. And I know that we cannot take this responsibility upon ourselves on our own, that it must come from the Lord. To the saints and faithful brethren in Christ, which are at Colossae, grace and peace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. And I know that is our desire, that we are those saints and faithful brethren of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We want to be doing those things that are right and pleasing before Him, those things that will keep us in that straight and narrow path before Him. And I know that our faith and our trust needs to be in Him to do this. We give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you. And that verse kind of stays with me, where it's Paul is praying. It says he's praying always for you, for those at Colossae. And I know he did for the other people around there. And I believe that we have been blessed and that we have that opportunity of praying for one another. I know I've said before that we have went through quite a few different things since we moved here. But I know that the Lord has been with us through all these times. And I know it is because of the prayers and the love of brothers and sisters that have helped us through these times. And I know it's strengthening to us because we know we can go to the Lord. He hears our prayers and He answers our prayers. And we need to be so thankful for that. Since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and the love which you have to all the saints. And again, I know this is something that I have felt, that we have felt since I've been here, that love of brothers and sisters. And again, I know that love helps us in this day and time that we live in. And I know that I have felt that love, the love from the Lord and the love from brothers and sisters. And I know I said in a testimony a few sermons ago, I think that's one thing that brought Diane to the church. I know when we moved here, she wasn't a member. But I know with the stuff that we had happen and things that she felt that love also. And I know that she had a great love for all of her brothers and sisters too. For the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof ye heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel. And again, we know that hope, our faith, our trust needs to be in the Lord, which has come unto you as it is in all the world, and bringeth forth fruit as it does also in you since the day ye heard of it and knew of the grace of God and truth. as ye also learned of Epaphras, I don't think I pronounced that right, our dear fellow servant, who is for you a faithful minister of Christ, who also declared unto us your love in the Spirit. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. And I know this is something that I pray for, is that spiritual knowledge, spiritual wisdom, understanding, a discernment of the things that are happening around us in the world today, and what the Lord would have us to be doing in this time, having that discernment that we can do the things that are right before him and have that knowledge. Strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, with unto all patience and long suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. And I know that is our desire, is to be with the Lord in his kingdom. And again, I know that all praise goes to him. Going back to the 12th verse, partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. And we know that light is Christ. He is that light to us. In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning of the firstborn from the dead, that in him, that in all things, he might have the preeminence. And we know that all glory goes to our Heavenly Father. And we know that he is the head of the church. And I go on to read just one couple verses and page 51 in the Book of Mormon. I'm coming back to this. This is third book of Nephi. And this is the Lord speaking here. Therefore, blessed are ye. This is third Nephi, 8th chapter, 46th verse. I think I'll start with the 46th verse, yeah. Therefore, blessed are ye if ye shall keep my commandments, which the Father has commanded me that I should give unto you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, ye must watch and pray always, lest ye be tempted by the devil, and ye are led away captive by him. And as I have prayed among you, even so shall ye pray in my church, among my people, who do repent and are baptized in my name. Behold, I am the light. I have set the example for you. And we know that the Lord has set the example for us, following the commandments of his Father, that we are to follow his commandments. He is that light. On 19th verse. For it For it pleased the Father that in him all fullness dwell. And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. And you that were sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now has he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable and unreproachable in his sight. Unreprovable, I'm sorry, in his sight. I'd like to read over in John 3:16. And as Moses lifted up the 14th verse, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And I know that's where we want to be with the Lord. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. And that to me again should be so strengthening. The Lord didn't come here to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. And again, I know this is where we all want to be with the Lord. And the 23rd verse is telling us what we need to do. If ye continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which ye have heard and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, wherefore I, Paul, am made a minister. Again, where the Lord wants us to be in that faith, that trust, that love in him, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, away from that love that he has. I'm going back into the Book of Mormon and read just a few verses, and this is on page 162. See, 162, and maybe I'll start with, this is the second book of Nephi, chapter 13. Start with the 22nd verse. And this is Nephi having a prophecy from the Lord. Wherefore, do the things which I have told you, I have seen that your Lord and your Redeemer should do. For this cause have they been shown unto me, that ye may know the gate by which ye should enter. For the gate by which ye should enter is repentance and baptism by water. Then cometh the remission of your sins by fire and the Holy Ghost. And then are ye in that straight and narrow path which leads to eternal life. Yea, ye have entered in by the gate. Ye have done according to the commandments of the Father and the Son. And ye have received the Holy Ghost, which witnesses of the Father and the Son, unto the fulfilling of the promise which he has made, that if ye enter in by the way, ye should receive. And now, my beloved brethren, after that ye have gotten into that straight and narrow path, I would ask if all is done. And we know that all isn't done there. And this verse kind of stays with me too. I remember I had an experience back in the 60s, I had a shipment to Vietnam. And I know at that time I wasn't going to church probably like I should or anything. And when I looked at this, I was thinking of baptism, because I think probably had the thought that if I was baptized, that would be all I had to do. But we know that isn't it. That's the start. And now, my blood brother, after you have gotten at that straight and narrow path, I would ask if all is done. And I know at that time, and maybe that's why I got the shipment that the Lord impressed upon me, that I needed to be going to church. I needed to be reading the scriptures. And I knew at that time that it was from the Lord. And I'm thankful that I listened to him. Sometimes I don't listen, but I listened to him. And I've tried to stay in that way since. And I had another little testimony on him touching me that way, and that was one day when I was in Wisconsin. I was walking down to my parents' house. They were a couple blocks, but it was out in the country, about that distance. And I just about got to their house. And it was like about the same thing that happened over there. The Lord impressed upon me that I needed to be tithing, which I wasn't doing either. And again, I knew it was from him. And that's something I've tried to do. I shouldn't say I've tried to do. I have done ever since, and I'm thankful for that. Going back there, and now, my beloved brethren, after that ye have gotten to that straight and narrow path, I would ask if all is done. Behold, I say unto you, nay, for ye have not come thus far, save it were by the word of Christ, with unshaken faith in him, relying wholly upon the merits of him who is mighty to save. Wherefore ye must press forward with a steadfastness in Christ, having a perfect brightness of hope, and a love of God and of all men. Wherefore, if ye shall press forward, feasting upon the word of God, word of Christ, and endure to the end, behold, thus saith the Father, ye shall have eternal life. And again, I know this is where we want to be with the Lord, to have eternal life with him in his kingdom. And now, behold, my beloved brethren, this is the way, and there is none other way nor name given under heaven whereby man can be saved in the kingdom of God. And I know that is where our faith and our trust is, where it needs to be. And I know it'll draw us closer to the Lord. It'll keep us in that straight way if we keep that faith and trust. I'm going to go back into Colossians and go into the third chapter. Starting with the first verse. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, not on things of the earth. And I know that our faith and our trust, again, needs to be in the Lord. We need to be studying his scriptures, his commandments, having that love for the Lord, seeking those things that are spiritual, that come from him, and not the things in the earth. And I know we want that, his spirit in our lives, that love, those blessings that come from him. For ye are dead and your life is hid with Christ, when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. And again, I know that is where we want to be with the Lord in his kingdom. Going down to the 12th verse, telling us what, again, what we need to be doing. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful for. And I'm going to go back. I'm just going to read one couple verses on charity. It's in Moroni, 7th chapter. May I read the 51st and 2nd. And charity suffereth long and is kind and envieth not, is not puffed up, seeketh not her own and is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, and rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, if ye have not charity, ye are nothing. For charity never faileth. Wherefore, cleave unto charity, which is the greatest of all, for all things must fail, but charity is the pure love of Christ, and it endureth forever. And whoso is found possessed of it at the last day, it shall be well with him. And I know we need that charity in our lives, that pure love of Christ, letting him lead us and guide us, direct us. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. I was just going to read a little bit out of a song, if I can find it. Psalm 92. Let us pray, gladly pray, in the house of Jehovah, till the righteous can say, oh, our warfare is over. Then we'll dry up our tears sweetly, praising together, that the great thousand years, through the great thousand years, face to face with the Savior. Again, where we want to be with the Lord. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. And again, we know that all thanks, all praise, all glory goes to the Lord. I'm going to go over into Romans and read just a little bit on that love from the Lord, love that we need in our lives. Romans 8th chapter, 31st verse. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall we not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. And again, that is something that should raise us up, that no one can separate us from that love of Christ, that love that Lord he has for his creation. But again, I always kind of look at myself and ask myself to make sure that I don't separate myself from him. We know that he won't separate himself from us, but I need to be careful I don't separate myself from him. I'm going to go over into John, just read a little couple verses on that love from the Lord. This is in John 15th chapter. I know it's a scripture we all know. It's read quite often. Maybe I'll start with the 7th verse. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. And this is the Lord speaking. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you and that your joy might be full. And to me, that should be so uplifting to us, because we know that the Lord does want us to have joy in this life. Joy in serving him, praising him, following him. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you. And again, I don't know what could be greater than that, than being called the friends of the Lord. And again, I know it is our desire to be following his commandments, his scriptures. He knew what we would be in need of, come in contact with here, and he has given us these to help us, to lead us in this time that we have here, to draw us closer unto him. I'm going to go in the Psalms and read a little bit out of the 37th Psalm. And this is one, to me, it's telling us not to fear in this time that we have here. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they soon shall be cut down like the grass and wither as a green herb. And this is where the Lord is telling us what we need to do. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as a noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. And again, where we want to be with the Lord. Over to 1 John, read just a few verses. First in 1 John, the 4th chapter. To help us in this time that we have here. Year of God, little children have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you. This is the 4th verse and 4th chapter. Greater, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And we know that the Lord, his Holy Spirit in our lives, is greater than those things that are around us in the world. On to 11th verse. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. If no man has seen God at any time, if we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and love is, his love is perfected in us. Hereby know we that we dwell in him and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. And I know we have felt his Spirit in our services, in our lives. And we have seen and testified the Lord, or that the Father sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God has to us. God is love. And he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in the world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. And I know we want that love from our Heavenly Father, and we are in need of it. We love him because he first loved us. And I know we have again felt that love from the Lord, and love from brothers and sisters. Going into the 5th chapter. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loveth him that begat, loveth him also as begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. And we will know that love, we'll know if he's keeping his commandments by that love that we have in our lives. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. And again, I know I'm repeating myself, but his commandments aren't grievous. We know that he has given us these commandments, scriptures, his love, knowing what we would be faced with in the day and time that we are living with, the things that we would be going through in this life. It comes back to us to be following them, that our faith and our trust is in the Lord, that we are doing the things that are draw us closer to Him, to keep us in that straight path before Him. And I pray that I may have brought a few scriptures tonight to be of help to us in this day and time that we live in. I think I skipped something. I know I had more to read, but we know that it is our desire to have the Lord in our lives and doing what is right and pleasing before Him. And again, we should be so thankful, again, for this opportunity we have of meeting together and worshiping together. And I had just a few more scriptures to close with. First one is in Ephesians. It's just two verses, fifth chapter. Verses 1 and 2. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love, as Christ also has loved us, and has given himself for an offering or a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. Also going over to the Book of Mormon, page 225. This is King Benjamin here. Maybe I'll read two verses, the 11th verse and the 21st verse. There is no other name given whereby salvation cometh. Therefore, I would that ye should take upon you in the name of Christ all you that have entered into the covenant with God, and should be obedient unto the end of your lives. And the 21st verse. Therefore I would that ye should be steadfast and immovable, always abounding in good words, that Christ the Lord omnipotent may seal you his, that ye may be brought to heaven, that ye may have everlasting salvation and eternal life through the wisdom and power and justice and mercy of him who created all things in heaven and in earth, who is God above all. And also on page 215, this is Mosiah, first chapter. Start with 86th verse. And this is probably one of my favorite scriptures. I know I've closed with it quite often. O all ye old men, and also ye young men, and you little children who can understand my words. For I have spoken plain unto you that ye might understand. I pray that you should wait to the remembrance of the awful situation of those that have fallen into transgression. And moreover, I would desire that ye should consider on the blessed and the happy state of those that keep the commandments of God. And again, I know that's where we want to be before the Lord, that blessed and happy state. For behold, they are blessed in all things, both temporal and spiritual. And if they hold out faithful to the end, they are received into heaven, that thereby they may dwell with God in a state of never-ending happiness. Oh, remember, these things are true, for the Lord God has spoken it. And I was going to read a song, unless you want to sing it for a closing song. It's 114, so I'll leave it up to you. Okay? Use it in closing.